We'll start out with the with my baseball team with the Mets, and I'm supposed to be excited, okay, about the moves that the genius Stearns made to try to, you know, actually recover this offseason from the basic gutting of the baseball team. I'm supposed to be excited about it. Couple things about it. Would I be excited if Pete Alonso and Edwin Diaz were still part of the team with the moves that this guy made this week? Yeah, I would be. I'd be very excited. But unfortunately, they're not here anymore. So I'm tempering my excitement. And isn't it strange that Stearns basically does very little in the offseason, right? And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he's in for Kyle Tucker. They're ready to give $50 million a year to Kyle Tucker. And then when Kyle takes the $60 million a year from the Dodgers, of course he does, they pivot and they wind up with Bo Bichette. I didn't even know Bo Bichette was on their radar. Now, I'm happy. I like the signing. I don't like the fact that he has an opt-out after the first 2 years of his contract. I don't love that. You know, he's going to maybe play for us 1 year and be gone after he takes his $42 million. Not thrilled about that at all, but a good signing, like him, no doubt about it. And then he makes the two trades. He gets Luis Robert from the White Sox. Yeah, he's an okay player. He hasn't been the hitter he was maybe 3 years ago. He's a professional center fielder, which is a good thing. And then he didn't give up much to get him. And then they get the big trade to get Peralta at the top of the rotation. You know, give up a couple prospects for him. All right. Nice trades, no doubt about it. Certainly made the team better. But I really believe what happened here is that the owner finally got involved. I think Steve Cohen finally got involved and said, wait a minute, we haven't really done anything. What have we done this offseason? Get rid of Pete? Get rid of Nimmo? Get rid of Diaz? Get rid of McNeil? What else have we done? Sign Jorge Polanco? You know? Sign Devin Williams? What a disaster. Oh, my God. If you're a Met fan, you can be excited about everything that they've done, okay? If you're not as upset as I am about losing Pete Alonso, which I'll never, ever, ever forgive Steve Cohen and the genius Stearns for. I'll never forgive them. Just like I'll never forgive M. Donald Grant and Joe McDonald for Tom Seaver. Just like I'll never forgive Frank Cashin for destroying the 86 championship team and, of course, eventually letting Strawberry walk. I'll never forgive these guys for that. And I'll never forgive Stearns and Cohen for this. Even if they win a championship, which that, you know, let's see them do that. You know, let's see that happen, okay? We'll see, all right? Let's see how it plays out. But I really believe Cohen got involved, and that's why all of a sudden all these moves were made. Because I think the fan base was in an uproar about what happened. Nothing was really going down. And that's why they finally, you know, you finally saw Stearns, you know, get off his rear end and actually make some, you know, solid moves for this baseball team. Now, the one thing that let's be honest, there's more than meets the eye about, you know, why these guys are not here anymore. There's a lot more going on than we know. And we've heard rumblings about different things, and I don't want to get into it. You know, we all know about the situation with Lindor, you know, and, you know, maybe he didn't get along with Soto, and maybe he didn't get along with Nimmo, and, you know, as much as I like Lindor, and I really warmed up to him, he's an all-time Met now and all of that, the guy is a big, obviously to me, he's a big-time diva. I don't think there's any question about it. Big-time diva, you know. And I won't get into the situation with his wife. I don't want to get into all of that, you know. But whatever. So who knows? Who knows what the real deal was? But something, here's the one thing that I don't understand. And can David Stearns get out front or Steve Cohen get out front and explain to me why Edwin Diaz was allowed to leave when it basically was a $3 million difference? Can somebody explain that to me? The Mets office was 3 years, $66 million. The Dodgers, 3 years, $69 million. He went to the Dodgers. And the Mets didn't even try to, like, give him an extra year, maybe throw him some more money. You know, they didn't even try that. So you could be excited about all the different moves that the Mets have made, right? You could be excited about it. You know, even though Polanco never played first and Bichette never played third. You can be excited about all these different moves. You can be pumped up. You can be this. You can be that. We'll see who plays left field. Maybe Carson Benj is going to play left field. I don't know. Maybe Beatty. They're going to turn Beatty into a left field. It is another, you know, another thing. Well, wait a minute. Run prevention, and we're going to put Beatty in left field. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to play out. But somebody's got to explain to me, of all the moves that happened, why was Diaz allowed to walk? Why was the best closer in baseball allowed to walk? I don't get it. And remember, the genius signed Williams, Devin Williams, who we all know is terrible. I mean, let's be real. If I would have told you 3 years ago, if I would have told you the day after Pete hit the home run off Williams to win that whatever series you want to call it, the wild card series or whatever they call it now, if I told you that 2 years later Devin Williams is going to be on our team and Pete is not, would you have believed that? Seriously. And especially when you saw the kind of year this guy had with the Yankees last year. He wasn't any good. The Yankees couldn't wait to get rid of him. And the genius Stearns couldn't wait to sign him. 3 years and $51 million. Is that the reason Diaz bolted? Because Diaz was ticked off that they signed Williams? Because Williams got signed before Diaz left. Was that the reason? Does that make sense to you? So you can feel good about all the moves they've made. And they should be a pretty good team. Soto's still there. Lindor's still there. Bichette's a really good player. There's no doubt about it. We'll see what kind of guy Polanco is. I'm not sold on Marcus Semien. The guy's 35 years old. You know, really? We'll see what kind of, you know, his numbers have declined steadily. We'll see what he is. You know, Lewis Robert, we'll see. Is he going to, your guy hit 30-something homers a few years ago. Is that the guy we're going to get? Or are we going to get the guy that's, you know, another guy that's been in an offensive decline? I don't know. I don't know. And we'll see what happens in left field. We'll see if Vientos and Alvarez and Beatty all make a move up this year. We'll see. I mean, I don't know. We'll see how all that plays out. Obviously, the rotation's better with Peralta. All right, you got Peralta and McClain at the top of the rotation. We'll see. I mean, Holmes is going to be there. Tong. We'll see if Manaea and Senga and Peterson can rebound from the disaster that they were last year at the end of the year. We'll see. I don't know. But the thing that's got to worry you the most, if you're a Met fan, is the bullpen. Devin Williams is our closer. Have you woke up to the fact, Met fans, that this guy is our closer, and they gave him 3 years and $51 million. Have you woke up to that fact yet? I know they signed this guy Weaver from the Yankees. I don't know. See, to me, my rule of thumb with relief pitchers is they all stink until proven differently, right? They're all terrible. But the one guy that wasn't terrible was Diaz, and he's gone. Somebody has to explain. There has to be more than meets the eye why Edwin Diaz is no longer on his team. There has to be. Was he not getting along with Lindor? Did he not like David Stearns? What? Was he a... Was there... There had to be some kind of locker room issue in my mind that Edwin Diaz took off for only $3 million more. Now, he went to the Dodgers, and I don't know, maybe he just feels, hey, look, maybe it was simply a case of I would rather play for the Dodgers than the Mets. Maybe, like I said, maybe he couldn't stand David Stearns. It doesn't look like David Stearns is the most likable guy. I mean, he doesn't look like, you know, he's got a lot of people skills, this guy. You know, he really doesn't. So I don't know. We know Pete couldn't stand him. We know he couldn't stand Pete, and Pete couldn't stand him. And I'm happy that Pete's happy. At least I'm happy. I'll always be upset that he's not on my team anymore. He should have hit 500 home runs as a Met and all of that. But I hope he kills it in Baltimore. I really do. But somebody's got to explain to me, why is Edwin Diaz not here? What happened there? What is the real story there? And you're going to sell me that Devin Williams now is the closer? And I'm supposed to feel good about that? So with all the moves that the Mets have made, all right, they look like they're going to be a pretty good team. They should be a contending team in the division. They should be. It's a tough division. You know, the Phillies, the Braves, the Marlins are a much better team, all of that. should be a contending team. Hopefully Soto has a monster year. Lindor has a monster year. On and on and on. Bichette has a big year. Well, we only can hope. Like I said, the young guys, you know, at least one of them makes a big jump. We'll see. But to me, the most perplexing thing that there is, and again, there's a lot of stuff that went on that doesn't had nothing to do with baseball. To me, why these some of these guys are not here. And, you know, everybody's heard the same rumors that I've heard. But why Diaz? Why is Diaz not here? You know, you talk run prevention, okay? And again, he's got a guy that's playing first and a guy that's playing third that's never played the position. I don't know how that helps run prevention. You got a left fielder, if it's going to be Beatty, again, how does that help run prevention? He's not an outfielder. But the one that's the most perplexing of all, why would the boy genius general manager, the smartest guy in the room, remember he went to the Ivies from Harvard, remember that, he's smart. Why did this guy let, and why did Steve Cohen allow Diaz to leave? Tell me. I don't know. I wish somebody could give me that answer. Because of all the moves that were made, all right? You want to justify the other moves, Nimmo, McNeil, unfortunately, Pete. You want to try to justify those moves? You know, maybe you can. But you can't justify letting Edwin Diaz go and giving $51 million for 3 years for an absolute stiff in Devin Williams, and this guy's going to be the closer. Again, I say to you Met fans, if I told you 3 years ago Alonso's gone and Williams is here, you would have said, really? Maybe there's a bridge in Brooklyn I can sell you. I don't know. Very upset about it.